You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Robert Poole, who is a mailman from Clayton, North Carolina, and has always had an entrepreneurial spirit. He is also the inventor of Rules of the Game, a sports trivia game. Robert, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. Certainly want to hear more about not only the rules of the game, but more about you. So how did the idea of the Can Keeper come about?
Well, it's funny. I was returning from a deployment, and on the way back from Baltimore, Washington International Airport, I called my kids. I have three boys, and I said, well, Daddy's going to be home in about 8 hours. What do you guys want to do this weekend? And they said, we want to go camping. So got in the car, went up to the North Carolina mountains, and that first night we were cooking hamburgers on the grill, and I walked over to the grill, flipped them over, came back to the picnic table, took a sip of my Diet Mountain Dew, and guess what? A Yellow Jacket was in it. I almost swallowed it, spit it out. That whole weekend I had to put a paper towel and a rock on top of my soft drink. And, you know how we do. We start thinking, okay, how can I improve this? And I went home, started searching the Internet, and there was nothing out there like this. This is a revolutionary deal where I've designed a koozie or a beverage holder that has a double hinge lid on it. So you're actually able to take a sip, walk away from your drink, close the lid, and it's made of polypropylene plastic, which actually keeps it a lot colder besides keeping the Yellow Jackets out.
You got to love how these things come about, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I would have never thought. I mean, I really, after I designed Rules of the Game and, you know, we ended up selling that to Hasbro, we didn't really make a lot of money. I sure didn't make enough to retire. And they dropped that after 1 year. But, you know, you just, especially as a mailman, I walk along thinking of, you know, ideas all the time. And obviously camping and, you know, this popped into my mind. And I'm like, wow, let's see if we can go with this. So here we are.
What are three lessons that you have learned as an entrepreneur in your experience?
Wow, great question. First thing is everything takes a lot longer than you expect. I mean a lot longer, 3, 4, 5 times as long. I started thinking this up in 06, and I think in 09, I started putting some stuff on paper, and then I went and saw a mechanical engineer, and showed him what I wanted to do, and you know, it just takes forever. The second thing is you just you better take care of your family. You know, do the work after you spend time with your family. Let them go to bed and then go to work, but don't let this wrap you up so much that, you know, you more or less disband your family, because it will definitely ruin a marriage. And you know, just surround yourself. Your inner circle better be people that you trust and that you can bounce things off of, and make sure they will tell you, no, that's not a good idea. You know, they got to be able to make sure they're not a yes person, because if so, you can just go blindly into something that's going down the wrong path.
And what would be the most important challenge that you have encountered so far, and how did you overcome this?
Well, obviously capital. You know, every entrepreneur, unless you're just a rich person that's doing this for a hobby, you know, we do it because we think, number one, it's a great idea. You know, we want to feed our family and hopefully have something that will make us money for years to come. But I formed a private company and showed the prototype to friends and family, and I raised about $68,000, and I got a mold made, filed a patent, and, you know, now I'm at a point, I've got a product, but what I need now, I got to expose it. How do you expose it? You need more money. So, you know, I'm launching Kickstarter next Monday, and hopefully my PR campaign with the newspapers and the TVs will get me some exposure where, you know, we can keep moving with it.
Today we're joined by Robert Poole, the inventor of Rules of the Game, a sports trivia game here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What advice would you offer other entrepreneurs?
Oh, wow. Persevere. You're going to get knocked down, and I mean many, many times. And you just got to get back up. You're going to, I won't say fail, but you're going to hit a brick wall. Somebody's going to tell you no. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You just got to keep on going. And, if you think eventually it's going to make you some money and people, it's got to appeal to people, obviously. It's got to be an improvement to something, or it's got to be something so revolutionary, which I think ours is, that, somehow, some way you're going to bump into that right person. I mean, so far in this journey, I've thought, okay, this is the person, and it wasn't. And then if you let that knock you down and then you just give up, well, you're done. So I would say, just perseverance. We don't sleep much. You lay in bed, keep a notepad by your bed. I would tell you that because I have already forgot some things that I should have implemented because I didn't have a notepad, or if I was at work, I thought about it and didn't write it down at the time. So I'm telling you right now, if you're an entrepreneur and you think of something, you better have something to write it down with, because it could be one of those important things you really need to refer back to.
Lastly, what would be your strategy for short and long-term success, maybe in general and even with your latest creation?
Well, obviously, the short-term, you just need, you need general awareness to the consumer. You just got to, I talk to somebody every minute. I keep one of those can keepers in my mail truck. If I'm on break or something, obviously I'm not carrying it around with me in my bag while I'm delivering mail, but I show it to people. I give them my email address. I give them the website. We got to get distribution. I think long-term you got to get national distribution. I've got it in a few stores here and there, and the feedback is phenomenal, and that's the main thing. But this product's got to be seen see how it works to be appreciated. You put your can in, you close the lid, you drink, you close the lid, you walk away to the bathroom, you can step out of the golf cart, lawnmower, swimming pool. So, but it's one of those things, long-term success is going to be people, we've got to get it on the TV, we got to show people how it works. But I'm telling you, once I show people how it works, they absolutely go nuts over it. So that's long-term success. We've got to get some money and we got to get some exposure on TV. That's the main thing.
Yeah, get it in front of a lot of people with huge volume. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your latest creation, the Can Keeper?
Sure, our website is cankeeper.net. That's CANKEEPER.net. And then starting next Monday, feel free to go look at Kickstarter, and I assume all you would do there is just search Can Keeper. And we're going to launch next Monday. We're going to go for 30 days, and I'm going to do everything I can for 30 straight days not to sleep and to email all my friends and their friends. And I'm just going to do everything I can newspaper-wise and TV-wise and radio-wise to, spread the word. And let's hope our goal is 20,000. Let's hope we get 80,000 or 120,000 so I can really get this out there and get it exposed to the country. And I really appreciate the interview today because that's sure going to help.
Well, you're more than welcome, Robert. Certainly has been a privilege to have met you, and certainly wish you all the success with your latest endeavor.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and we will talk soon.
You bet. Looking forward to that. We've been speaking with entrepreneur Robert Poole, based in Clayton, North Carolina, also the inventor of Rules of the Game, a sports trivia game. And once again, the website of his latest creation for information is cankeeper.net. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.